This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with various secretaries to several ministries at Seva Tirth in New Delhi yesterday. The discussion focused on two key themes. The first was deregulation and other reforms for ease of doing business and ease of living, while the second was promoting Atmanirbharta. During the meeting, the PM stressed the importance of adopting a whole-of-government approach and breaking departmental silos. Highlighting the importance of integrated planning and coordination, Mr. Modi encouraged wider utilization of the PM Gati Shakti as an effective platform for interdepartmental coordination and informed decision-making. He exhorted the secretaries to focus on the tangible impact of schemes on the lives of people. Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen VBG Ramji Act 2025 will come into force across rural India with effect from today. The Rural Development Ministry said that the Act, which guarantees 125 days of wage employment in every financial year, will empower rural India. Our correspondent reports that a provision of 95,692 crore rupees has been made in the current financial year for operationalization of the new framework across the country. On the implementation, Mr. Chauhan said, the government, in close coordination with the states and union territories, has completed all administrative, financial and technical preparations to ensure a seamless transition to the new framework. The 29th National E-Governance Conference will be held in Jaipur from today. The two-day conference will take place at the Rajasthan International Center and is being jointly organized by the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and the Government of Rajasthan. The theme of this year's conference is Viksit Bharat 2047, AI-enabled, data-driven, and secure digital governance. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will inaugurate the event. A major change in Uttarakhand's madrasa education system will come into effect from today. Under the new arrangement, the Uttarakhand Madrasa Education Board will be abolished and all minority educational institutions in the state will be governed under a new framework. From July 1st, the Uttarakhand Madrasa Education Board, the Uttarakhand Madrasa Education Board Act 2016, and the Uttarakhand Non-Government Arabic and Persian Madrasa Recognition Rules 2019 will cease to have effect. The state government has introduced a new system under the Uttarakhand Minority Educational Institutions Act. Under the new framework, the Uttarakhand State Minority Education Authority will be responsible for granting recognition to minority educational institutions, monitoring their functioning and ensuring academic quality. The new system will cover educational institutions of the Muslim, Sikh, Jain, Christian, Buddhist and Parsi communities. Centre has revised the export levy rates on petrol, diesel and aviation turbine fuel for the fortnight starting today. According to a notification issued by the Ministry of Finance under the revised rates, the export levy on petrol has been fixed at 4 rupees per litre. The levy on diesel will now be 8 rupees and 50 paise, down from 14 rupees. The ministry stated that the special additional excise duty on exports of aviation turbine fuel will be reduced from 12 rupees and 50 paise to 7 rupees and 50 paise. Southwest monsoon is likely to advance over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab during the next 2 days. India Meteorological Department said that similar weather conditions are expected to prevail over some parts of the North Arabian Sea, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, the remaining parts of Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, Daman and Diu and some parts of Rajasthan during the same period. The weather agency has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala, Mahi, Konkan, Goa, Odisha, Jharkhand, south interior Karnataka, Vidarbha, Uttar Pradesh and parts of northeastern region from tomorrow. India's men's cricket team will begin their 5-match T20 international series against hosts England today. The opening match will be played at the Riverside Ground in Chesterleigh Street starting at 10 p.m. Indian time. Visitors India head into the series after a disappointing 0-2 2020 international series defeat to Ireland. And that is the end of this news bulletin.